This is KCUR 89.3. There's a new game catching on in town. This month marked the opening of the area's third foot golf course. KCUR's Steve Bell visited the new facility at I-435 and Miriam Drive to check out the fast-growing sport that combines golf and soccer.
Like regular golf, foot golf is played on a 9- or 18-hole outdoor course and begins at a defined tee area. But there is no soccer ball equivalent of the familiar plastic or wooden tees conventional golfers use.
No, you just gotta find some grass.
Whatever grass there is.
That's what kind of makes more of the soccer element. Like, you get to tee up in golf, and on the field you always have to just be able to place it in the best spot of grass you can find.
Martin Higgins, Jack Fangman, and Steve Seitz are taking on the new 9-hole Tomahawk Hills course on a Friday morning. All get off a good first tee shot, maybe 50 yards. Kicking style varies, sometimes straight on, sometimes off the side of the foot, soccer style, especially when sinking a critical putt.
Just tap it in.
What do you call that in this game, where you tap in?
I don't know, probably just a tap in.
Martin taps the ball into the 21-inch cup on the green, the same ball-to-hole size ratio as in regular golf. 21 years would also be right in the heart of the key foot golf demographic. Fangman says soccer experience has primed 20-somethings for the game.
Well, I've always been a soccer guy, so I've played soccer almost my whole life. I was about 4 or 5, the very first team I joined. It was a recreational team, yeah.
The Tomahawk Hills course runs along the edge of the golf course, though some other courses share the fairways with traditional golfers. One hole ahead of us are 13-year-olds Kate Medeiros, Landry Haydock, and Gracie Moser. The three girls are playing impressively close to par for their first try at foot golf.
How come you're that good?
I don't know. I've been playing soccer since I was, 3 years old, and I like it.
Do you play disc golf?
No.
Do you play golf?
No.
What do you think about this game? Will you come back and do it again?
Yeah.
How about you? What do you like about it?
I like that you can tie soccer and golf together and make it a fun place to go hang out with your friends.
Foot golf is also available at the Drum Center Golf Course in Independence and at Heart of America Golf Course and Academy in Swope Park, where the first local course opened in 2014. Assistant pro Nate Richardson says the sport has been a big success there from year one.
We couldn't really believe how popular it got. Now that a couple other courses have opened up, we've noticed a little decline in play, but we still, on the weekends, were really, really popular with the foot golf. During the weekdays, it's more in the evenings, but we still get quite a few people out playing foot golf.
Tomahawk Hills pro Jay Lispy says his foot golf traffic in the first few weeks has included a wide range of ages.
She had a senior couple out this morning, too. They just wanted to go try it, see what it was.
The regular golf crowd tends to run to older players, the demographic aging and traffic declining. Among the reasons, says Lispy, are $40 to $50 green fees, $1,600 sets of golf clubs, and time.
And today's people are short on time frame, and that's where the foot golf comes. It takes them about 45 minutes to an hour to play it. A round of golf is 4 to 5 hours.
Foot golf also costs a lot less. 9 holes of foot golf at Tomahawk Hills is $7 for an adult, $5 for kids. An estimated 24.5 million people in the U.S. play soccer at some level, about the same number as play traditional golf. Soccer wins big time with millennials. Golfers are declining in number. Foot golf may be alive and kicking for a long time. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Steve Bell.